This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Buffalo Bills are trending. People were talking yesterday. Number 17 was talking. They got one more preseason game. That happens Saturday.
Yeah, a lot of film work, making sure that my eyes and my feet are synced up as well as they can be. That's why Chris Hess is here again. Small little things. I go back to last year. I mean, there's still things on film. I look. I'm like, what was I thinking here? why am I looking left when I know I should be looking right? And you know, a lot of freebies that could have been last year that we didn't take advantage of that hopefully we can this year.
Josh was excited to see Gabe Davis coming for a visit.
No. I love Gabe, and I'm sure I'll see him over the next day or two, and happy to see him. Obviously, love that guy. He was awesome when he was here, and I know he's getting back to full health here soon, so who knows? We'll see.
Coach, talking about the Tyler Bass injury.
That's the goal. We have a schedule that's been laid out with his rehab as well, and he's going to inch forward this week. That's the vision for T. Bass, including today, tomorrow, kicking on the side. Not with the team, but starting Thursday, if all goes well, according to plan, he will kick with the team and then hopefully going into the game this week.
Once again, another preseason game. That is Saturday night. Bills kickoff regular season coming up on the 7th. Of September.
Yay.
The CEO of Target is stepping down. A guy named Brian Cornell, who helped re-energize the company, struggled to turn around weak sales in what is a competitive retail landscape since the COVID pandemic, plans to step down February 1st. That's not a company that we see having a lot of upheaval, but the CEO saying goodnight to that.
Yeah, they're making some mistakes right now at Target, in my opinion.
What are you seeing?
Well, here's some of the things I don't like. First of all, having the kind of display racks with clothing where you go to take, you pick a size and the rest fall off because there's no stopper at the front. Like, I don't understand.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You're just torturing your employees and anybody who's trying to find a size because everything falls off. And then I think they got too into those little breakaway stores or, you know, it's like a store.
A boutique within Target.
Store. Yeah, I don't like that.
I think they're taking out Ulta's out of there from what I heard. My daughter was telling me.
Are they? Yeah. I'm not surprised. I don't think any of that worked. And you know how they went into, and I like, you know, Joanne and the Gaines.
Gaines, Chip and Joanna.
Chip and Joanne. They've got their line and they'll do those like kind of little breakout like stores of their stuff. And I don't think it worked. I think they should just streamline and be a Target like we know Target.
Yeah. You know, well, you try stuff. Like, you try new stuff. And any other CEO is stepping down. No timeline on that.
He wasn't Hurricane, a shopper.
No, I don't think he was. He was a businessman over shopper.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hurricane Aaron, now technically a Category 2 storm. But when you look at the size of this storm, I believe they're comparing it. It's about the size of the state of Florida.
Wow.
When you look at the stretch, the size of this storm. Again, Category 2 storm. Not the strongest winds in the world, but it will bring strong winds, strong surf, and riptides to the coast. A state of emergency now in North Carolina, expected to bring dangerous waves along the East Coast, right up to New Jersey, New York, and people vacationing down along the coast. Big evacuations in Outer Banks. Those have been in place for about a day or so now. Big name change coming to Oshai Children's Hospital. Starting next year, that facility will be known as Golisano Children's Hospital. That's what a $50 million donation does.
What if I have $52 million? Could I get my name on it?
Well, I'm not sure because they have promised that it will stay Golisano's Children's Hospital in perpetuity.
Oh. Like, so if I have $100 million, maybe.
Yeah. fancy way of saying forever. And so maybe they'll give you a wing or the parking garage. I'm not sure. If you got 52 mil, I'm sure they certainly won't turn you away. The cause is great. This is the fourth Golisano Children's Hospital. He's got Rochester, Syracuse. There's one in South Florida, Fort Myers, and now soon Buffalo. Kind of a big deal. Other news this morning. Did you see the influencers that were tasting some delicious food when a car drove through kind of right into their table? This happened. Two social media influencers, two very good looking people sitting at a restaurant when a car smashes through the window next to their booth. Nina and Patrick were shocked. Jay, and they're sitting there and they're doing that thing with their eyes closed, like really savoring the food, taking that first
bite.
Wait,
what was the rating? Did you get the rating? Was it a 6.1, an 8.2?
They didn't rate the food. Apparently, they were all put off by the car crashing through the window. I mean, stay committed to your craft, influencers, please.
Come on, man. I wanted to know what the rating was.
That's it for your news and views.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.